people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more. No.
Today we're going to jumpstart basically getting what you asked for. I had an experience recently, which I thought was ironic, to say the least. And it all surrounds the fact that I love to cook. I discovered that just a few years ago. And I discovered that I like the actual idea of chopping the onions and just planning what I'm going to cook and putting it together and timing everything right so that it all comes out together. It's always a process, and a lot of times you don't make it. I burnt some stuff last week, a couple of times. But it's something I really, really enjoy doing. And given my lifestyle, being by myself, I will tend to cook myself the same things over and over. And that's not atypical. Human beings, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with me. I don't believe there is. Human beings are, I once saw a stat that like 85% or 90-something percent of what we get at the grocery store is the same stuff over and over and over and over again. That's what people do. It's a habitual way of eating. So I have this habitual way of eating, which even though I like to cook, can be boring because I don't tend to introduce variety because I'm not cooking for somebody else. And I love to cook for somebody else. That's one of the things I miss about being in a relationship is taking turns cooking, cooking together, cooking myself for the other person. And over the last month or so, I have caught myself saying something to my friends, to my daughter, and that is, you know, I love to cook, but cooking for myself is a drag. I wish I had somebody to cook for. And I would say that. It's a statement of fact. It's not a complaint. You know, statement of fact. So press pause on that. Put a pin in that. It won't take long for me to explain to you. I quickly found somebody to cook for. But it's not somebody you would expect. It's Teddy, my dog. Here's why. Teddy is what, how did the vet phrase it? Not food driven, something like that. Most dogs are food driven. They can't wait till the next meal when you put the food in front of them. They gobble it up. Teddy, when you put the food down, and I'm sure he can hear me talking about it. He's lying in his basket. I'll show you in just a second. But I know that when I put Teddy's food down, first of all, he looks at the food, and then he looks at me like, you're going to go away, aren't you? Shoo, 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 go away, go away. And then he walks up like he's about to defuse a bomb. I kid you not, no matter what you put in front of him, he's like very, very tentative, approaching the food. And then he'll smell it, and then he'll sometimes look at me. And the thought that I know must be going through his mind is, you've got to have something better, right? Teddy is not food driven. Every other dog I've never even heard of a dog that wasn't. So when I got one that wasn't, I was just shocked. Well, I'm now cooking for Teddy. I cooked for him several times this week and cooked a couple of things yesterday. And I've discovered I get almost the same satisfaction because with Teddy, I get to cook variety. Now, am I cooking him meat? I'm sure a lot of you are wondering. Yes, of course I'm cooking my dog meat. I'm vegan. Human beings are primates. He's canine. Canines, that's why they have canine teeth. He's designed to eat meat. So what I did was I got a little can, because I don't want to deal with the chicken, I got a little can of already cooked chicken, and I stirred it in with some rice, and then I added some gravy and some corn and peas, and he loved it, all right? For a few days. He couldn't wait to eat it for a few days. I even heated up for him. And so then I realized one of the issues with Teddy is he just likes variety. I cannot tell you how many times I have thought that I have found the food that I'm going to feed Teddy. In the past, it was Blue Buffalo. And so I bought a case of Blue Buffalo. And all of a sudden, he was no longer interested in that. I bought a case of something else. I bought cases of dog food. Luckily, there is a dog rescue shelter almost directly across the street from me. So I just show up and say, my dog's tired of this. And as long as it's still sealed, they'll take it. So I am now cooking for Teddy. And what I've discovered, as I say, is that I do find satisfaction in that. I'm getting that cooking. I don't get to chop up the stuff and all, and I don't put my hands in the meat, but I bought some cans of tuna, I bought some cans of salmon, and I bought some chicken. And what I discovered is that if I give him a variety from meal to meal, so far, he'll eat. Now, why is this important? Because Teddy will not eat to the point where he will literally throw up bile and get sick. So this is a stressor for me. This has been a stressor for years. And so when you send out something, we are always expressing, you know, I wish I had such and such. We want to be specific about what it is. And at the same time, sometimes that non-specificity can bring to us great and wonderful things that we had absolutely no idea what might come our way. You know the word want? The word want, we think, means desire, and it has taken on the connotation of desire. I want this, I want this, I want this. But the word want actually means lack. It means I lack this, I lack this, I lack this. So when we state something, we want to be very careful that we attract to us what it is that we truly wish to attract to us. And by that, being very clear about what it is that we ask for. What are you asking for? One of the things that occurred to me is that, I promised you a chance you could say hello to Ted. Let's see if I can get you over there. I'm already dressed for the gym. There he is. He's doing his impression of a croissant. By the way, I mentioned the other day that I was struggling with the speed bag at the gym. And so I watched videos, listened to music, and I've improved a lot. And that was important to me. So what is it that you want? What is it that you feel like you lack? And how can you choose to bring it into your life in a conscious and meaningful way without feeling that lack and allowing the universe to try and fill it in however way it can? One of the things I realize now is that I could have been cooking Teddy's food for quite a while and enjoying the fact that I was doing that, knowing exactly what it is that he's getting to eat and making sure that I am providing it for him in the healthiest, best way. So what is it that you are expressing a lack for? You know what I want? Boom. You know what I want? Boom. You know what I want? I was thinking about this morning because there's something that I want. I live in Key Largo. Where I live, my condo complex has its own marina. Now, I don't own a slip, but I can rent one. And I want to get a boat, but I haven't decided which boat to get. I don't want to go shopping during a pandemic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it occurred to me, what is it that I want in a boat? And instead of thinking about the type of boat I wanted or anything like that, what were the experiences that I wanted to get? The same just like with Teddy, feeding Teddy. The experience that I wanted to get was the satisfaction of somebody enjoying a meal that I cooked. So what do I want? Or what is it that I would like to have? What is it that I desire, you know, in having a boat? And I made a list of things because I don't really necessarily want to get a big full boat right now. I've got a paddleboard, but you can only go so far. And I decided I want to go in and out of the canals here. I want to go up and down the canals, and I want to park my boat, and I want to go in and have dinner at one of the restaurants and be able to go out and have a drink or go out whatever on my boat. And then it occurred to me, maybe what I want is a jet ski, is a wet bike, a jet ski, something like that. So the key in many cases is to look behind it. And having someone to cook for, it's the satisfaction of giving nurture through cooking to someone else, and that my time is well spent and appreciated. And as far as a boat might go right now, it just might be something that I can just tool around out here. So if there's something that it is that you're wanting and you're telling people, I want this or I lack this, what is it behind it that you really are seeking? Ask yourself, what is the thing that I'm really seeking? And then ask yourself, is there a direct path there? Is there a way to get there without necessarily going in the way that I think that I need to go? The key is to be careful what you ask for. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. So many people say, I want a relationship. I want somebody to spend time with. I want this, I want that. All of that, awesome. Now make the list. I want someone who is healthy enough or does not trigger me. I want someone who enjoys enough of the things that I do that it doesn't feel like a struggle. I want someone who is chill and laid back. I want somebody who loves dogs or cats or iguanas or whatever it is that I raise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The specificity is what's important. And when you're not specific, be grateful for what you get. I'm super grateful that I get to cook for Teddy. Teddy now has his own section in a separate pantry where there's cans of tuna and bags of rice and stuff like that and vegetables. And he's got his own shelf in the refrigerator. So what is it that you're wanting to create in your life? You want to be very careful. You want to be specific. Make a list. Anything that is going to occupy your life for more than a month, make a list as to what it is you want and be very, very clear about it. Whether it's a dog, a jet ski, a car, a relationship, man, we accept what comes in our lives and then don't like it so much. I think it's one of the reasons that people complain so much. I don't have what I want. Did you ever really decide what you want and make a list? No. All right, so be clear about what it is you want, because ultimately you're going to attract something. When you send out what Esther Hicks calls a rocket of desire, a want, and it can be something that's just inside your brain, it's coming. And since I said it's inside your brain, now's your opportunity to click share. I always wonder who's going to be the first person to share this. This is how we grow our positive community. Teddy seems now all of a sudden to want to get in my lap and say hello, I think, because I talked about it. Come here. Come on. Yeah, it's a two-part deal with Teddy. Not only do I cook his meals, he wants to scratch. But in the end, I have to also clean his beard from eating the meals because he's got this big fluffy beard. So when you click share, make sure that you let me know that you have to share. Here, okay, I'm trying to find out how bad. Here we go. Christy says, grateful to be here listening to you. I'm grateful you're here. Grateful for Thai food. Oh my gosh, we have a wonderful Thai restaurant here. And I'll have to tell you, I'm going to make a story. I'm going to remind you of that story. I'm going to tell that in a future jumpstart, is what I'm trying to say. I'm just going to put in Thai food because I had a really unique experience that helped me just see the world differently. Christelle says, I worked with a Japanese guy who cooked in a Japanese curry every day for months and months, exactly the same meal. Yeah, you know what? Human beings, we're really much more like dogs. That's one of the reasons I think we like to go out, is because we tend to cook the same things at home. Sorry, Ed. I never use recipes. Almost every meal is an exercise in variety. Good for you, Ed. God provides. You have no one to cook for? Teddy. Yes, exactly, Heather. Yes, exactly. Natasha, good to see you. Feel like we haven't seen you in a while. There's grateful. Today, you have to introduce yourself as grateful. I have spoken, Greg. Greg, grateful. Michelle Bland says, the law of attraction. Be careful what you're asking for. I want to go one step further and say that we're always asking. If you take away one thing from what I'm saying today, you're asking. You're always putting out something there into the universe and saying, I want this, bring it to me. You're always asking. Be careful what you ask for. Clarity, I have all that I need, though Key Largo would be great, says Heather. I heard that. Healthy and safe gatherings with people and family wanting to be complaint-free. Love it, Linda. All right. Shared. Christy's first one to click share. Thank you so much. Meemaw says shared, and so does Linda Starnes. Here's the point. You are always asking, I wish, I want, I'd like to. That those are words that just run through our heads all the time. Ah, make sure you're saying them correctly and try and add at least 10% more specificity to what you're saying. Be specific. Be specific about what it is you're saying and you'll attract it to you. Thanks everybody for joining me this morning. Gratefully Shared says, Grateful Greg. Hello, my name is Grateful Greg. You know what? People would really, really like y'all. Like you if you introduce yourself. I was working on a couple of little things down here. As you can see, I wanted to remind you that we now have the complaint-free bracelet. Rather than charging $7.95, it's free. All you do is pay $1 for shipping and handling. You get 9 videos, an ebook. You get all kinds of stuff. Please tell your friends about that. Help us to create a complaint-free world. Darn, I missed it. No, you didn't. It's still going to be there. There was one other little thing here that I created. Let me see if I can get this to work. I'm just curious. Here we go. I'm going to work on that. Enjoy today. Make it a great day. Remember, you're always asking for what you want. Ask consciously, because the more consciously you ask, the more likely you are to get what it is you want. Grateful Greg gets the last word. Take good care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.